This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet, streaming online and on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Thank you for what you do. And to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, everybody, thank you very much for the job you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, Iran is definitely in the midst of the news. We teased a little bit about that legal thing. And by the way, I realized I saw that on Fox. There was a passing blurb that they were suing in their own court system to get a judgment against the United States. Not that it'll be worth anything over the death of Soleimani. But the country is reportedly on the verge of collapse, the government collapsing. Is there any truth to that?
I wouldn't say. I guess you have to define collapse. I mean, financially, they've essentially collapsed. I mean, they still have revenue because they're still selling oil, and you know, China's one of their biggest purchasers. Mm-hmm. They're still exporting things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of their population and most of the country was, I think, into their fourth or fifth day of protesting the regime, the mullahs,
mm-hmm.
And the rest, because of the lies that have been told, and the fact that the biggest lie is that they are shooting down this plane.
Right.
So, would the Ayatollah, you know, resign and leave, or Rouhani? No. So what they have right now is really anarchy, and rightly so. And we are continuing, to support the Iranian people in a very big way.
Right.
So, I don't know what collapse necessarily means. I mean, you know, Venezuela is in collapse, but they're still there. See what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think you have to really kind of determine what the definition is.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of conversation about the impeachment, where it's going and all that stuff. And yesterday, Senator Ted Cruz was on Fox News with Bill Hemmer, and this is what he had to say.
And so the end of this process will be an acquittal, and I think that's probably in about a couple of weeks.
So you're not answering the question yet on dismissal, and perhaps you do over time. Would you favor witnesses in a Senate trial as of today, yes or no?
All right. Well, Bill, let me make sure I've answered the question on dismissal. Mm-hmm. I think the outcome of this case will not be dismissal. It will be an acquittal. Those are different outcomes. Dismissal throws the case out without reaching a verdict. We're going to reach a verdict, and the verdict is going to be acquittal. The verdict is going to be not guilty because, on the face of it, the articles of impeachment don't meet the constitutional standard. That is a much better outcome for the president, to be acquitted of these charges, than simply a dismissal.
Okay, clarification.
So I want to make sure I've answered that question.
Now, the other thing that was said here, Denise, was Hogan Gidley, who's the deputy press secretary, came out and said that the White House may invoke executive privilege on some of the witnesses that they're trying to call, the Democrats, that is, number one. And I'm not surprised there. We've heard that before, correct?
Yeah, but understand something here. The House essentially presented their case.
Right.
And based on the case, they came to a conclusion to impeach Trump. Okay. So today the House is voting. They're voting on who the managers are going to be, and there will be two, but the managers have a team, and to move the impeachment articles to the Senate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So take an argument, let's say, that's already happened.
Right.
The Senate acts like a grand jury. So the case then gets presented to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate will listen to what is presented, the charges and the evidence, and then from there they determine whether to acquit or to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
If they choose to proceed, and you know that I have a feeling it could end up looking a little bit like the whole Kavanaugh thing.
Yeah.
The Democrats are going to stand there with their hands on their hips and they're going to stomp their feet demanding witnesses. Well, they had a chance to call every witness they wanted to when it was in the House.
That's
and they
right.
didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the witnesses, the Democrats want Bolton. Okay, well, why didn't you take Bolton in the House?
Right.
Now, Bolton was never given a subpoena.
Nope.
Ever by anybody in the House.
Nope.
But he, there was apparently a letter of request for his aide, Kupperman, to appear. Kupperman did not deny appearing, and he wasn't given executive privilege. He could have had executive privilege, mm-hmm. but he deferred to the court and said, let's go to the court and let them decide. Well, Bolton joined that.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with a lot more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we got a lot more going on here. And guess who's bringing up Russia again? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today's consumers.
Learn more at SurroundSarasota.com. That's SurroundSarasota.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA. Now, what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting or anything else they do to have to defend themselves, because they all know the last person standing is the first person law enforcement are going to look at, and you are going to be right in the middle of the spotlight whether you want to be there or not. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, to find out how you can carry with confidence, knowing that you have life-saving training and education on your side, go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And click on the logo link on the right tab for the USCCA. It's a red, white, and blue logo link. Click on that logo link, and the first thing you're going to see is a drop-down window for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Now, you'll also have a chance with that free Gun a Day giveaway to get a year's worth of ammunition through the end of January. So you'll get the gun, choice of winning a gun, and the ammunition that comes with it for one whole year. That's a pretty good deal. Sign up for that. After you do that, there's three levels of membership. Check out which one suits you. Become a member. And for doing that, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including books and tapes and some gear to carry with you. It's a really good deal. USCCA on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the logo link. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello. Come in.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to start with something a little different here before we get over to where I was going to go to. Eric sent me a story, and it was about the King of Jordan warning that thousands of fighters have moved to Libya from Syria's Idlib, spelling a lot more trouble for the region.
Well, yeah, they traveled
from Syria to Turkey and from Turkey to Libya. And Libya obviously is in a really nasty situation here, and that was before the Islamic State fighters even showed up. They're threatening conditions to Europe because of these fighters. Now, he's claiming, he, the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, is claiming that there are several thousand, and he's asking Europe to help address what is going on in Libya. Turkey has gotten pretty involved in Libya, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there are apparently some talks going on in Brussels and Strasbourg and mm-hmm. Paris later this week on the flow of terrorists going from Syria to Libya. So, we'll see where this necessarily goes. But, you know, again, the United States helped defeat Islamic State in territory,
mm-hmm.
but not Islamic State as a total. So words kind of matter here. So, Trump is kind of overselling it. But now we have a new battlefield, and that's Libya.
Now, I've been getting a lot of firsthand information coming out of Virginia with the Democratic-controlled legislature, and Virginia went blue when it came to the legislature and it came to the governor. And one of the things they were talking about doing was gun control and going after, quote, end of quote, assault rifles. So a ban on AR-15s was forthcoming, and they were talking about using not only the police and the sheriff for that. A lot of sheriffs said, no, we're not going to do it. So they became gun sanctuary counties. And then they said, well, we're going to use the National Guard, and they threatened to do that. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, because of a huge backlash that's come against this action by the state of Virginia, they backed off and said, nope, we're not going to do it. But it looks like as if I was a betting man, I would say Virginia's got a very good chance of turning red in 2020.
Well, it kind of remains to be seen. But, yeah, this is a condition that is manifesting in the state, I would say in some cases rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware generally of what is happening there in Virginia, but I don't have all the specifics. I know that you got some sheriffs that have said that, you know, they will consider deputizing their residents in their respective counties. But Governor Northam, he's got an interesting condition here. Where he takes it, well, we don't know what the ultimate outcome will be, but I'm not sure, somebody, and some of your listeners may know, I'm not sure that militias in the garden variety definition of militias are actually legal in the state. So there could end up being a standoff here.
Yeah. Now, we're talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and you can go over there at FoundersCode.com, sign up for the great articles that she posts, and you'll see them there. Also, you'll see them on either the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page or the Captain's America Radio Show or whatever, because you put them over there, too. Now, you did write an article yesterday, and tell us about it.
One of the things in dealing with Iran that is festering in a big, huge way that the Democrats are talking around but not into specifically, and that is the nuclear deal.
Mm-hmm.
And on the nuclear deal, we have to remember that we heard a little bit about the side deals that were negotiated between John Kerry and Zarif. One of them, at the behest of Obama, was to give Iran as a country and Soleimani as an individual, as a, you know, commander of terror, no other way to describe him,
mm-hmm.
amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the United States would forgive or ignore all terror activities and other nasty, illicit behaviors by the country in order to sign the nuclear deal.
Including the actions of Hezbollah, Hamas, et cetera, et cetera.
All of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is colossal. And so my article is, if the Democrats can charge Trump with a phone call on Ukraine, mm-hmm. then the Trump administration needs to say, well, you know what? Let's go back to the nuclear deal and the side funny business that went on mm-hmm. in giving Iran amnesty. So let's talk about, let's declassify the letters that the Obama administration wrote to Soleimani and to Iran, the Ayatollah Khomeini, about amnesty. Therein lies, I would think, the largest crime. And where was Nancy Pelosi then?
By the way, I had a question. Let me get it up here. This is from Jan. Jan does not say where he is from, but he's saying, love listening to your show, and I have a question from yesterday I didn't get a chance to ask. But talking about the Gerasimov Doctrine, how does that apply in today's world, or doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, because the spirit of my article on the Gerasimov Doctrine, Valery Gerasimov is the top general in Russia. And he wrote a paper arguing that there is a new type of war. And I call it the gray battlefield, the gray zone battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
It's our authorization for use of military force doesn't cover that. And so I'm arguing that we need to have a new AUMF, because we have to really define what an act of war against the United States is. We have the cyber world. We have space.
Mm-hmm.
We have propaganda. We have, all kinds of other things. And so when Nancy Pelosi says no war, she was inferring with Iran, but she said no war. And so she's gone back to, she and her caucus, and a lot of them in her caucus, worked to with the non-binding resolution on limiting Trump's war powers authority. Well, then if there's an act of war where Russia or China shoots down one of our GPS satellites, is that an act of war? Russia's top general is arguing that there are new rules and there are new battlefields and that Russia will apply them.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. And in the meantime, coming up next, our military and veterans news segment. And
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Iowa for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in the state.
I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
They say, okay, he's building the wall, but Mexico didn't pay. Mexico will pay, and here's the thing. It'll come out. We'll do it sometime during the debate or maybe before our debate, the real debate, that people are going to watch. That people are going to watch because nobody's watching.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The unemployment rate. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with those two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. But first, let's find out about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know at more and more young people are not headed straight off to college when they get out of high school. And a lot of folks, when they get out of the military, after their stint, their tour duty, they wonder what it is they're going to do. Sometimes they don't necessarily take the training that they've had, the MOS they've had. They want to do something different. And I got something that is different that is going to make you a bunch of money if that's what you want to do. Because the folks that come out of high school that go to those technical schools, what they don't tell you is that when you come out, you're not going to start at the top of the top rung of the ladder. You're going to start out as an apprentice, especially if you're in a union job. And you're going to start out at 80% of what the normal pay is, because that's what they do. That's in the contract. And a lot of the technical professions that you're learning, plumbers, electricians, welders, construction equipment operators, forklift operators, a lot of those jobs are going to be in union shops. And you're going to find out that you're not going to make the kind of money you thought you were. But how would you like to make, right off the bat, $50,000 to $60,000 as an aviation maintenance tech? Sound interesting? Well, it is. And all you got to do is go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu. That's the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is the Tampa Bay area. Now, you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their locations. Ask to take the tour. Or check them out online, and you can do it that way. You can schedule an appointment to take a tour by going to naa.edu. But no matter what you do, check them out before you go off and do something different, because I'm telling you, $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start, and a whole bunch more if you just apply your God-given talent and do what you're able to do, because it's going to happen. Very easy. Now, up in Canada, recent detentions of American citizens of Iranian descent in Canada are raising red flags for both immigration authorities and advocacy groups. Now, these are people, some of them, just like the folks that were on that aircraft flying to the Ukraine. They said that they were Iranians, but some of them are dual citizens. And there were six physicists, I believe, is what I was told, on that aircraft. Might be an unusual occurrence, might not. We don't know. And they're still trying to figure out whether or not they were going after people on the plane or what the deal was, because there's more to the story than just, oh, we accidentally shoot on plane. No, they knew it was a jetliner, because the transponder is different for a jetliner than it is for a smaller plane, private plane, or a military aircraft, too, for that matter. But the Canadian border detentions of Iranian Americans is getting a bunch of attention right now, and we'll keep our eyes on it and let you know what's going on, because this is maybe something that doesn't really have to happen. Now, whistleblowers should know their objective is to keep the focus on the problem he or she is exposing, as opposed to making themselves part of the problem, which could be why we're hearing about the whistleblower all the time in the impeachment thing. And one of the whistleblowers has disappeared, gone silent, gone dark, if you will. And the other ones are trying to do whatever it is they're trying to do. Now, keep in mind also that when you talk about whistleblowers, there are protections for them, so they don't really need to be worried about what's going to happen to them. Whether or not that's indeed the case, we don't know. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "We are reestablishing deterrence, real deterrence, against Iran. The previous administration never did enough against Iran to create deterrence. We are." All right. Sounds good from where I'm sitting. Probably does to you, too. Also, a court has once again ruled to give the veterans access to both post-9/11 and Montgomery GI Bill education benefits. Now, last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims issued its final ruling on the case of B.O. versus Wilkie, letting stand an earlier decision that the Department of Veterans Affairs' practice of making veterans relinquish their Montgomery GI Bill eligibility in order to receive post-9/11 GI Bill payouts is improper. Now, federal officials had argued in court that the arrangement was designed to make sure veterans weren't doubling up on their government benefits for personal profit, which is something that technically you could do, but They also were supposed to be able to keep close tabs on that, but I guess because it's a government, you never know if it is or not. Also, in Nebraska, Nebraska military retirees might soon have a big tax break coming at the state level on your taxes. Stay tuned for more. And in Reno, our affiliate out there in Reno, I got a little tip there from Eddie Floyd, and good morning, Eddie. Hope you're doing well. That one of the Vietnam vets over there from Reno finally got a Silver Star Award 50 years after the battle he was involved in Vietnam. Wow. That's awesome. Now, also, if you're sending mail to Iraq, packages and whatnot, be advised that mail delivery to some military bases in Iraq have been temporarily suspended to clear the backlog and to straighten things out with the security practices that are now being installed in some of those locations because of the fact that we know what's just transpired, amongst other things. Also, the Australians, not to be outdone, you probably saw this on television or heard about it. They're dropping thousands of pounds of veggies from helicopters to the hungry animals that are escaping the bushfires, just merely dropping them down, and the animals are coming out and eating what they're dropping. Everything from carrots to potatoes to apples to whatever they can get and drop. And we heard yesterday that the United States is planning on reducing its presence in Africa, says General Miley. But we're going to be expanding it in other areas. As I mentioned earlier, we have the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit, 2,500 Marines, that now is located in the Red Sea, which is in their latest assignment. And we received word yesterday that a U.S. citizen who had been detained in Egypt for more than 6 years died in custody. That's all I know. It's coming from CNN. We'll wait for more. And when it comes to the economy, the yuan, which is the Chinese currency, has now risen as the United States has lifted China's currency manipulator label. Now, I'm going to be talking more about that when we come back with Chris Markowski, because that's the kind of stuff that he keeps his eyes and ears open, looking to see about. And we will take a look at that for you, and we'll talk about it with Chris. Now, one of the other things I want to remind everybody about is that coming up January the 21st, it's going to be Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening at the Manatee County Fair, which opens on January the 16th, goes to the 26th. Find out more, you can go to ManateeCountyFair.com, the website. You can also find them on Instagram and Facebook. But night of the 21st, veterans will assemble at 5:30 across the street at the Palmetto High School. And anybody that wants to march in the Veterans Parade can march over to the Veterans Hall. That'll be at 6 o'clock, and then shortly thereafter, we will start a special tribute to the veterans with Daryl Worley, the singer-songwriter of Have You Forgotten? Remember that song? Jessica Lynch, a former POW, author of the book I'm a Soldier Too, and yours truly, as well as other dignitaries who will be up on the stage honoring our veterans. Everyone is welcome.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
The Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, then, how about checking out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota? Now, you can give them a call at 941-444-7984, and the licensed optician, Diana Reason, would be more than happy to take care of you. Also, you can call and set up an appointment with the optometrist that's there to have your eyes checked. And they will meet or beat any advertised price. All you got to do is bring the ad along with you. Bring the ad along with you for what you got at the big box store and give them a chance to meet or beat the opportunity there. Now, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes, and Only Eyes Optical is also a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they all get a discount on their eyeglasses, including their families there, too. Now, stop by today. Say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941 941- 844-7984. Call and schedule an appointment to have your eyes checked by the optometrist that's there. And tell them the captain sent you, Only Eyes Optical, where I got the eyeglasses that I'm wearing right now, and they are so comfortable. They saved me such a problem I was having. Unbelievable. But anyway, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
China. Tell me about China, because that seems to be the big financial news today.
Well, yeah, the trade deal in ceremony today. Matt, we've gotten leaks from what's in this and what's coming out. We haven't actually seen the deal. They haven't put that out. We do know that China's agreed to increase purchases of not just agricultural products, but cars, manufacturing items, energy as well. The questions are, is it whether or not China can live up to what it says it's able to do. We've lowered tariffs from 15% to 7%, 7.5% on, billions of dollars of Chinese goods, and we have called off the dogs on more tariffs on other Chinese goods. So, again, it's kind of like a ceasefire in the trade war, if you want to call it that. I don't know what the structural reforms are going to be. I've been told that part of the deal is going to involve the Chinese cutting it out when it comes to forced technology transfers, which is a big deal. You know, you have a company here, and then you want to start selling stuff in China, and the Chinese government says, well, that's fine. You can sell it here, but you got to give us, for lack of a better phrase, the secret sauce, how the product works. And they're supposed to be wording in the deal that says they're going to stop doing that. Again, phase one of the deal, hopefully, the structural, reforms that are in this is that there's obviously a carrot and stick thing where, if the Chinese do not follow through, then the tariffs will go back on. I don't want anybody to think out there just because this deal is signed that the entire situation is over. It's not.
And folks, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the New York Fed added $60.7 billion to financial markets. How do they do that?
It's just the repo agreements, the repurchase agreements when it comes to what they're basically agreeing to buy back assets at a certain price and a certain time, just providing more liquidity out there for the banks. This has been going on for some time, slowed down a bit, but then there's been some liquidity problems, and they're back to doing it again.
And CNBC reported that Goldman Sachs, the 150-year-old investment bank, is now staking its future on a mobile app. Welcome to the real world, huh?
Well, oftentimes you see business stories out there, and they blow things up much, much bigger than they actually are. No, Goldman Sachs' entire future is not going to be based upon a mobile app. Again, you put a story out there, and Goldman Sachs put something out there because they know it's going to get attention for the mobile app and draw people to it. So, be careful what some of these articles say.
Yeah, well, that was CNBC, so that says all I need to know there.
Yeah.
Now, a lawsuit was filed yesterday by the Center for Biological Diversity, fancy name, right, in California. And that lawsuit was the environmentalists of that group, Center for Biological Diversity, are suing not only California but the federal government over the California oil and gas leasing rights. They want all that to stop because they want that to be limited and don't want it in certain areas where they believe they have endangered species of, I don't know, the yellow swappling waffle bird or whatever.
It's not easy to get an oil and gas lease in the United States as it stands now. California wants to make it even more stringent on lands there. It's the state of California. They're going to have to work that out with the federal government, who tends to get involved in these leasing deals with companies. I don't know what's going to be left in California. I really don't, if they continue to get rid of their industry. altogether. I mean, energy is a big part of what California is, and it's always been a part of the industry there. They want to eliminate all of their fossil fuel industry. Okay, fine. You're going to just whack your economy, and you're going to have a lot of people leave the state.
By the way, you want your feel-good story for the day?
Sure.
Avi Avenetti. I'm going to call him Avi from now on. Avi Avenetti, the creepy porn lawyer, right? He got arrested, of all things, by the IRS yesterday for violating his terms of release. Apparently, he's been doing some more finagling, trying to get money out of a rabbit hole or whatever. And they arrested him. He spent the night in jail while he was at the California Bar Association trying to get his lawyer's credentials and license reinstated.
Listen, if I have to go into the city today, and I do some television hits. If I happen to run into anybody from CNN, I'll be like, hey, what do you think about your buddy Avenatti? I mean, he was their rock star.
He was going to be the next president, remember?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they were pushing him to be the next president out there. And he was at every party, every Democrat function, you name it, he was there. Yeah, he was even involved in Kavanaugh's hearings. Remember that?
I do.
Perfect.
Now, Big Ben, Big Bucks, Brexit Bell plan is going to cost some $650, and the British taxpayers may get caught up in all this mess. What's going on in Britain with all this?
I'm not sure of the story, Matt. What it's going to cost? I mean, since Brexit started, we were told that it's going to cost them a fortune. No, it's not. No, it's not. They're going to be just fine. They're going to be just fine. They're going to strike trade deals. They're going to do just fine over there. So it's more scare tactics. Believe me, the Remainers there in Great Britain are still trying to do everything and anything that they can to thwart the any sort of Brexit.
Have you ever heard of a company called BlackRock?
It's an investment company, yes.
Yeah, the world's largest asset manager is what it says here. They are now shifting their focus totally to climate change.
Yeah, if you believe that, I've got a bridge I want to sell you. It connects Brooklyn to Manhattan. That's just their way of basically staying out of trouble with all the crazy woke crowd out there. That's all. It's just, you know, it's just hedging themselves. Yeah, they're all of a sudden going to take all of their investments and they're going to focus at the climate. Are you kidding me? It's not happening.
And then finally, there is a housing upswing underway right now in certain parts of the country. It's starting to cushion the economy from a little bit of the sluggish investment, but housing has picked up in certain parts of the country.
Millennials are starting to buy homes, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Something that we were told wasn't going to happen. They're starting to slowly but surely purchase homes. So, yeah, that's helped the housing market, no doubt.
Well, that's about it for me, so I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, and I can't wait to see what happens after another day of whatever's going to transpire in the world of economy and politics.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, I want to remind everybody that today the United States and the state of Florida flags will be flown at half staff in honor of Lakeland Police Officer Paul Dunn, who died in a motorcycle accident this past Thursday. The governor's directed flags of the United States and the state of Florida be flown at half staff today from sunrise to sunset at the City Hall in Lakeland, the Lakeland Police Department, and the state capitol in Tallahassee. Officer Dunn served as a U.S. Marine, was with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, and has been with the Lakeland Police Department for 5 years. He will be missed. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.